Bam, The Cure, Friday, I'm in love, on a Friday, a happy Friday, a fabulous Friday here at Classic Hits. The Cure, actually, I think, are playing this weekend, aren't they, tomorrow? Is it tomorrow?
I think it is, in Malahide Castle, yeah.
Is it Malahide Castle?
Oh, God, it's going to be amazing. I'd love to be going to that now.
The Cure.
I'd love to be going to that. Yeah, I would. I'd say it's going to be an amazing gig, to be honest with you, but sure, there you go.
The Cure have a really loyal following, don't they? People kind of who are into The Cure absolutely love them.
Like, yeah, weirdos.
For years and years.
Oh, they do, yeah. They're a real weirdo sort of patrol it was like, back in the day. But they're so good.
But fans of The Cure would look down their nose at you if you kind of, you know, if you only wanted to hear the hits. Play Love Cats there.
Play the one that was a picture of a fridge as the title.
Yeah. Hey folks, happy Friday to you. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It is Friday 7th of June, just 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. And hopefully you're in good form. Looking forward to the weekend. Loads of WhatsApps in already. We have to say a very special hello though to Sharon. Spit it out, James. To Sharon, who's a big fan of the show, but she's not always kind of up at this time in the morning.
Oh dear.
Right, but today she's collecting her sister from Shannon Airport. From the States, coming home for visiting for the weekend.
Oh, very good, deadly.
So
have a nice deadly, I don't know how long she's staying for, but a weekend anyway, I'm sure.
Actually, I've just made a mess of that because I just realised it says we'll be driving back around 7 a.m.
Oh.
Right. So, Sharon's probably not... Oh, I mean, she sent a text in, so maybe Sharon will hear it.
What can you do? Look, you know yourself.
Remind me to give our sister a shout-out.
If anyone knows her, tell her that we did it.
Yeah,
that'll be handy.
Loads of people. God, people must be in great form. The WhatsApps are flying in.
They are as well. Look at that. See, Evans delight the old weekend, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's a Butty in his picture. Butty Brennan. Happy Friday. Poor old JP is shattered. Somebody got. Somebody enjoyed the after show. Who's that from? Where is that? I can't find the name on that. Oh, it's Pawdy, is it? I think it's Pawdy. I think it's your mate Pawdy.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
The After Show, by the way, is out there. It's up on Facebook and it's wherever you get your podcasts. And
yeah, there was an incident this week. It's safe to say there was an incident. So I'll say no more about it, but there was quite a large incident which forced us to finish the After Show.
And it's a special DIY special.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Which is kind of appropriate.
Which makes the incident even worse, but sure, there you go.
English Ian, morning to you. Cracking morning coming in from Derek and Swords. Summer has arrived according to... who's that now sending that in? I can't find Tony. I think it might be Tony.
How are you, Tony?
How are you, Tony?
How's it going, Tony? And all
good stuff and all. Sarah, morning to you. Let me see. Best of luck to the Fermoy under 14. To Fermoy in the under 14 Fela this weekend.
Ah, good stuff. Have a great one, yeah.
Margaret getting on the case there.
Of course. Sure, I was in Fermoy twice there, like the Friday week.
And you didn't drop into Margaret.
Well, I was lost, you see. I didn't know where it was. That was the problem. Remember, let's go back to that story about me being not knowing where it was, or else I'll forget where I am now.
And there's somebody else, Anto F, particularly loving the After Show. Best yet, he reckons.
You see, that's because of the incident we were talking about.
There is
a bit
of an
incident.
Yeah, if you're somebody who normally gets the After Show on the podcast version, as in just listening, this one is worth the effort to go to Facebook, isn't it?
I don't know. I'd nearly encourage people not to look at it. You know what I mean?
No, I think it emphasises the point we were trying to make.
Which is now, sorry, we made, you know. Makes it look like a bit silly, I think.
Yeah, the Sugar Babes push the button here at Classic Hits, 6:15. Happy Friday once again. Thanks for being with us. Fabulous Friday here at Classic Hits, 087-188-0008. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. About to do the birthdays. I know it's been a short week and all, but it hasn't been a fantastic run, really.
It's been desperate, so it has. Yeah, right. I hadn't had me thinking cap on at all. Haven't been sleeping very well, though, but now, this morning, new man today, I can tell
really?
You.
Did you snore your brains
out? Great old kip last night, yeah. So I did. I tried to watch some of that Netherlands-England game, and then I was like, I'm not watching England. I fell asleep. It's obviously very hard to stay awake watching England win anything.
They didn't. They were beaten.
I saw this morning. They were beaten 3-1.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe I should. Well, at least I got to sleep, right? Missing
the important
news, but at least
that's
I got to sleep.
That's the important bit. Right, okay, birthdays for you. Here's one. This should be an interesting one. Have you eaten yet?
Not yet, no.
Grand, okay. Well, then I'll play this for you, because it's this bloke's birthday.
This actually ranks as one of the worst things I've ever eaten. It's like if all your friends get all their bogies together, squeeze them inside a sausage, and then you put that in your mouth. Man,
it's a good start to your morning, isn't it?
That's the most disgusting That is literally the most disgusting explanation I've ever heard. Like, all your friends stuck their bogeys together.
Got all their bogeys together, squeezed them into a sausage.
I'm actually feeling a bit sick. Think about it. Oh, my God.
It can only be one man.
Bear Grylls, of course.
Bear Grylls eating a giant fat larva that he's just pulled out from under the bark of a tree.
I started watching his new one
worse,
on Netflix.
It was worse to watch it, getting the clip. It was no, worse to have to watch it. God almighty.
He's a dirtbag.
He's a survival expert.
He is, yeah, all right, yeah.
That stays in hotels.
Remember that? The one in Ireland where I'm in Ireland, miles from anywhere. There's nowhere in Ireland like that.
Yeah. You couldn't actually be in Ireland and be miles from anywhere.
No, you can be like within what? We could be within, I don't know, could you be within 5 miles? I don't know what.
Yeah.
But basically,
of like general civilization, like somewhere where you'd get a cup of tea and a.
Yeah, and let's face it, you're not going to die in the heat.
No, true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not going to run out of water.
I wonder
you
what
won't
is...
have to eat snotty worms from under a rock.
Unless he landed in Leitrim.
Well, look, Jim, you know what I mean? For starters, if there was such a place, it would only be, what, is it 300 foot by 400 foot? You know what I mean?
True.
I think there's only... like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, let's be serious.
Yeah, so he did the right thing. He just went and got himself a hotel.
Yeah, and then tried to spoof us up about how dangerous the landscape was. You know,
the landscape in Ireland. Yeah,
oh, unbelievable. There are there's
cows. Yeah, it's cows everywhere.
I'm going to attempt to do something very dangerous. It's 3 a.m. I'm going to walk past a chip shop full of drunks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. I shall be negotiating Air Square later on.
Unfortunately,
Supermax.
There's a man over there with a van and he's got a Jack Russell. These are notorious ankle biters. What am I going to do? Yeah.
Royal Bear Grylls.
But there you go. Have you seen his new Netflix special, by the way?
No.
Where you choose what happens on the way.
No, is it good?
Yeah, it's all right. I prefer when you don't have to choose, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then sometimes...
I don't like being involved in
the telly. You have to start again. Oh, could be
No.
I don't want to have to start again. I was halfway through it.
Exactly.
And now you're telling me I got it wrong. I'm at home.
Who's paying you for this?
Yeah, you're the one that got it wrong. Leaving me with the remote control choices. Right, I'm going to say he's like... I think we're around the same. About 45.
Yes!
Yeah! There you go. Right.
One in the bag.
Told you we were going to do better today.
Mojo is back. Right, okay. Let's stick... Well, actually, there's nothing really close to Bear Grylls there, so we're not sticking with that. And we're going to stay in Ireland. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Stick with the Irish. And Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh!
I'm going to resist the obvious temptation to do the obvious gag about you better get this right, otherwise he will find... No, you know what I mean.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something about you. Don't worry, you're all right. You're not a black person. You won't want to kill you. Remember that? I thought we were going to go down that one.
Yeah.
That's the only
thing. Wow, that was...
The only thing that could have taken over from the whole... I will find you. I will kill you. I was there going, yeah, I had a bat and I was going to kill a black person. He's like,
Sorry, what was that, Liam? You know, because...
Liam!
Like, you've had a great career and all. What's
it saying? I think, Liam, you are officially losing your marbles now, to be honest.
Such a strange thing. And then, didn't he kind of do something even weirder, like try and explain it or something in a...
Yeah.
And didn't necessarily kind of hit the spot.
Yeah, I did. What? Yeah, I can't even remember the way it went.
Yeah.
I just remember looking at it going, you, sir, are going to be in a lot of trouble.
Yes. Yeah.
You, sir, are about to be in a world of hurt. You're going to wish you battered yourself with that stick instead of walking around threatening to batter other people. I can tell you that much.
Exactly.
What a mad thing to say. What a mad thing for Oscar Schindler to say. Or Michael Collins. Oh, hold on, that's not him. Oh, it is him. Isn't it?
That's him.
Yeah, yeah. So I bet you won't be getting any roles like that anymore. Next role he'll get now will be the president of Israel.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he'll be there going, yeah. So something that like, you play, what was your man's name? The locked up Mandela for years. De Klerk, was it?
Oh, yeah.
Was that him?
Bolter. No, Bolter let him out, did he? Oh, yes. Bolter put him in.
I haven't a clue. Hey,
we're very good at the old history, aren't we?
Tell you, I'm really glad we went down this one. This is very good. Can we do Bear Grylls snot filled sausage again?
Yeah.
But Liam Neeson, he's not a young man anymore. I'm going to say he's like 72.
67.
Oh, is he right?
Yeah, yeah.
Fart in hell. I thought he was... All right. Jeepers.
Right.
Suppose a bit of racism puts years in.
What about a bit of a legend? A bit of a singing legend.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, let's do this.
The one and only Tom Jones.
Ah! What's new, Pussycat?
That's the man.
He's an amazing sort, because by most standards you would think he would be up there with the cheesy sorts that wouldn't be doing the stage. You'd put him with David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like David Hasselhoff, he jumps out of a singing, because out of a talking car.
Has a song that kind of goes, bum, ba-dum, bum, ba-dum, 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 ba-dum.
Yeah.
Ba-dum. You know, you'd imagine, right, well, obviously that was from a time gone by.
That's, and he's wearing...
Him and Engelbert Humperdinck should be hanging out
together. Anyone that wears heels and flares, you'd be thinking, right, there's something going on there.
But in fairness...
And Johnny Logan, you know, as much as we all love Johnny Logan, there's that sort of cheese factor, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But with him, you think, why doesn't he have it? He's doing everything. He still doesn't have it.
Everybody thinks he's super cool.
Everyone thinks
he's
super cool.
He hangs out with Will.i.am and does, you know, human recordings with, what do you call it, Florence and the Machine. Or no, not Florence and the Machine. What was the one he did with Baby It's Cold Outside? Catatonia. You're one of Catatonia and all that.
And then he opens his mouth and he sounds even more ridiculous than anyone. You know, the wee.
In the valley.
Oh, I tell you. You don't know how to sleep being a rock star. Oh, it's really surprising. If I had to be about rock music on platforms, I don't know what I'd be doing. I know what you'd be doing. We all know what you'd be doing.
You had the weirdest...
Smacking sheep on the bum.
That's the weirdest combination of accents I've ever heard in one person. You did full Newcastle, then you took in a bit of Jack Charlton. And then... And there was a bit of Welsh in it and all.
That's how you do it. Oh, anyway. But this is how the Welsh people speak in, isn't it?
It is. It's very good.
This is how he's speaking in Welsh. The Welsh, the Welsh. Is it?
No way. Spot on.
I've been farming dragons, so I have. Yeah, Welsh people all sound like they're in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what are you going to do about the dragons? Is it?
I don't know what accent that is.
It's Welsh.
It's brilliant.
Oh, it's Welsh, I tell you. Tom Jones.
I think it is. It was Game of Thrones or Lord of the Rings or something.
Well, Tom Jones could be in either of them as well. The big man heading them.
Easily.
Right,
singing
this.
Legend, singing God,
right,
the man of so many knickers.
He's definitely in the 70s. I'm going to say he's like 76, actually.
79.
Oh, wow.
79.
God. Yeah. Fair play to you, Tom Jones.
Actually, it's another opportunity now for you to do an accent. Because going the other end of the scale, going to sport, going to tennis, Anna Kournikova.
Oh, yeah, I can't really do her accent. She's the one now, isn't she? Because we got confused a while ago.
Yeah, she's the one that goes out with Julio's son.
Right, so is she the one that wasn't very good?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely her.
Yeah.
She wasn't very good, but she got all the attention and the deals.
Yeah, she'd get knocked out in the first round of everything.
Yeah.
And then go and do a magazine shoot.
Yeah, and then she'd
and
be
get paid more.
Have you seen my new runners? And she'd like be bending over the net and all. Like, I saw them. Like, why are you making me not look at your runners? If you're talking about them. Yeah. You know that, like, standing with just a, you know, nothing on but a tongue, with the sun beating down on her head, and she'd have one foot in the air going, check out my new sandals. And
actually,
oh, jeez, why does it not feel like this is about the sandals at all?
I'm surprised she didn't recreate, you know, that famous tennis photograph? It's been around for, like, decades and decades.
Oh, I know the one you're talking about.
Of the...
It's the woman scratching...
Scratching her arse with a tennis ball.
Yeah, yeah. I know the one, yeah. I suppose that's a horribly tame. She'd be like, oh, sure, I can't see Ant there. That's only one cheek of the situation, she'd be thinking. There's more to be done there.
And then she bagged Enrique.
Yeah, Julio.
You know, it was not exactly an ugly boy either,
no,
is he?
Well, fair. No, in fairness, you know.
Their offspring are likely to have a bit of a head start in the genetic chain.
I know. Corn-flavoured hula hoops, the pair of them. Right, I gotta say that she's a bit younger then, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's gone, but she's not, yeah, about 36 maybe.
Oh, not bad. 38.
Ah, well, what 38. Can you do?
Still, you what got one. You That's a start.
But still,
you're
still
back.
Getting back on form. Yeah, getting
the mojo
back
is back.
Yeah, we need more things to play for again.
Absolutely.
Bored having days off that you take for yourself. It's the incentive that's knocked out.
Yeah, and we need more people to guess at who enjoy eating bogey-filled sausages and stuff.
Phew, yeah, I'm good at them. Isn't that amazing? I know that's them better than anything else.
6:32, here are Classic Hits, and Tara has the headlines for us.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Thanks, Friday. Thanks, Friday. Thanks, Tara. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Gave us everybody's tongue tied here this morning.
Oh, it's very strange. Actually, Joe, when you were doing that thing about the, you keep calling them Australian.
No, I keep saying he's Australian, and he's Austrian.
I couldn't help but think of that. You know, that Jim Carrey movie.
Yeah, Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. Yeah, when she goes off skiing to Austria and he's like, "All right, throw another shrimp on the bottom of
your guy, mate."
I'll let you in a little secret as well. There's another tennis match on today, but I'm not telling anyone about it because I just can't pronounce the girl's name.
Have a go.
Oh, come on.
No.
Have a go at it. Go on.
Well, the first name is Marquetta. That's simple. Okay.
Yeah, we can
She's
get that.
Czech. She's Czech. Vondrasova or something like that, or probably nothing like that at all.
Wow.
If the truth be told, but
just
anyway,
say Fonda de Sofa.
That's what I shall call her from now on. Yeah. Marquetta Fonda de Sofa. All right, so
the deal is done.
Yeah, and what so is it? I'm going to ignore that.
I know we say this all the time, but is it unique to kind of tennis players? Why does it always seem to be tennis?
I don't know.
Players?
I don't know what it is about tennis players.
Well, surely there's other sports where there must be where people have. You know, names that become difficult to pronounce.
Tennis in particular, isn't it?
The Premier League is becoming dicier every season.
That's true as well. Yeah, the Premier League does get more and more difficult as time goes on.
Yeah, defo.
We should go in search of the most difficult sports person's name.
To pronounce ever. What a great idea that is. That's a brilliant idea.
Because remember back in the day, the worst you'd have to deal with was Bill Werbeneck. Remember the snooker player?
No.
I remember the name. I don't remember him.
Bill Werbeneck was a snooker player.
Suppose when you have a name that complicated, no one's going to remember your face. Sure not. You know?
Do you know the worst you've ever had to do, Tara? Do you know the one that you don't like at all?
Generally any tennis player. I can't stand the French Open and Wimbledon. I hate this. I hate the start of summer.
I always
it blights summer for me, to be honest.
There's
been a couple of crazy golfers over the years as well, but they're more, they're not difficult to pronounce. They're just more amusing.
Actually, because one of the best ones is that guy, Appy Barnrat.
Appy Barnrat.
Thank God I've never had to say that.
Oh my, that's the only name that makes Fonda de Sofa sound normal.
Yeah. No, because I think everybody calls him Happy Barnrat.
Of course they do.
Happy Barnrat.
I don't know.
So could you imagine if Happy Barnrat married Fonda the Sofa and to give their kids double barrel names?
The Fonda the Sofa Barnrat wedding was a party not to miss.
Oh, I'd love to see that announced in the local paper. I love it. Joe, something. I'm nearly tempted to put that out there as sort of like a competition to see did anybody notice. Will I do that?
Which?
There's an unusual thing has happened just there now
as we
played those two songs,
I wasn't paying attention. I was
talking to Mike. No, of course you weren't paying attention. You never pay attention, you.
Well, I do, just not to the things that you think are important.
I'm only just saying, it was just a little quirky thing and I'm wondering would people cop it? Like, especially, say for example, JP, who texted in, what a song. When we played our sort of get up and go song.
Oh, we know what you're talking about now.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, would anybody notice what it was? Would you have noticed?
I wouldn't have because how do I say this now without giving the game away?
It doesn't matter. I don't think we'll necessarily put it out there. But we ended up with a couple of Shakas back to back.
Yeah.
And Shaka is not like your run-of-the-mill name.
It's not really. It's not like Patrick. You know the way? I was going to a gig once. It was me, Patrick McDonald, Pat Devine, and... Oh my God, how can I forget? Obviously the first name is
Patrick.
Oh yeah, Paddy Carty.
Right.
And we were thinking, if the guards stop us now, this is going to be four lads driving to Belfast to do a gig.
Pat.
Well, how would the guards stop you going to Belfast? But you know what I mean? If the Nordy guards stopped us and they found with four Patricks on the way to Belfast, it just looks ridiculous, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, but Shaka, to have a double Shaka now is a different thing.
Yeah, because Shakademus, Twist and Shout, which JP particularly enjoyed. He says it was an ass shaking. There was a bit of ass shaking going on in the van. And then Shaka Khan.
Yeah.
I mean, other than Shaka Hislop, who played for Newcastle, I think.
Don't remember him.
I don't even know if that was spelt the same way.
I love the way Mike's inner nerd comes out from time to time, though. Mike here, you know the way he used to be a plane spotter and all of that. You know the way.
And a fisherman.
And a fisher. And he'd be there sitting there looking at fish, thinking about his favourite train he's seen today. You know? He does all of that. And he comes in and sees the two Shakas back to back on our running order here. And he goes, jeepers, take a picture of that. That'll never happen again.
Like it was a solar eclipse or something. Oh, plenty of something. Look with it.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, that's unbelievable. I mean, my God.
All these years on radio, I've never seen a back-to-back shaka before.
I've never seen a double shaka. I mean, yeah, sometimes you're lucky sometimes you get a one. But to get a double shaka.
Unbelievable, yeah.
I mean, that's a strong thing. It's like a hat-trick in the World Cup final.
And now you sit and take a picture, no one's going to believe me. I'll be telling everyone.
We may possibly have made too much out of that.
Radio history, everybody.
Oh, there you go. And you witnessed it. Live with PJ and Jim on this Friday. Anyway, happy Friday. Somebody's...
Shaka Zulu. That's a different set. He's saying don't forget about Shaka Zulu.
Don't forget about...
It's a Shaka, like... What do you mean? How do you not get that it's Shaka Zulu? We were trying to think of other Shakas.
Yeah.
Shaka Zulu.
Who's Shaka Zulu?
What do you mean, who's Shaka Zulu? Who's Shaka Zulu? Are you serious?
Do you know Mike?
Look
no.
at him.
No.
All of them out there. Yeah, with SPs. No, the movie. Isn't it Shaka Zulu?
The movie's just called Zulu.
Yeah, but it's your man. The head of the mall called Shaka Zulu. Is that not his name?
Well, maybe it is.
Is it not?
Yeah, you took that in a very weird direction.
I didn't take it in any direction. I think Shaka Zulu.
It probably is.
Oh, now I have to. Now I'm. Now you've had me confused. Oh, no, hold on. Yeah, Shaka. Oh, jeepers.
Yeah. Right, Mike, we'll just have to accept it. We missed that one.
Yeah, the great Zulu king, Shaka Zulu. Sorry, there you go now. There, you've made me feel like a weirdo.
Right.
And you what's he going on with Shakas? Shaka's, oh, grand, okay, Shaka Zulu, we don't know if he was much of a singer. He never released
but
songs.
But then again, Shaka Hislop probably wasn't a great singer either.
Yeah, but you're never going to see Shaka Zulu there with Shaka Khan and Shaka...
Shakademus.
Shakademus. But yeah. Somebody did. Yeah. Somebody comes up with a third Shaka and y'all ridicule him. And me for announcing. Tell you something. You don't know your Shaka from your Shaka.
Well, it's just, you know, it's unusual because that's a proper old movie, isn't it? Michael Caine and.
Yeah, but Shaka
Connery
was a real person as well. I just thought my only reference was the movie. You know what I mean? Like, bringing up the movie was a bad idea on my part. It's like saying, if someone said Nelson Mandela, say, oh, you're a man from the film.
It was a bit like, to be honest with you, it's a bit like that thing from Only Fools and Horses. When Trigger talks about Gandhi, he says, yeah, I didn't think much of him. He made one good move.
Well, there you go. Still a better move than Nenton Shakademus ever made.
Exactly. Anyway, happy Friday from Happy Cart. Who else is this? Somebody else. Oh, well, God, that's a, I don't know. We'll have to read that later on. I don't know what all that's about. Somebody else sending a photo of... here we go. That's what it is. A couple of people sending in mad athletes' names because we were saying like the really difficult ones.
Oh, the real
oh,
one.
Oh, my God. I've just thought of a brilliant thing. Can we do a thing where we bring Tara in and ask her to do these
to pronounce
people?
These. Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, that's a very good idea. Yeah,
oh,
get
there's
her
a few absolute belters there. One of them at least has the kind of... they have the phonetic kind of way of doing
we'll
it as well.
We'll have to cut that out in Tara, though. You don't want her knowing how to do it.
Yeah, you don't want to make life easy for her.
No. You absolutely. Want to ridicule her, knowing we could do no better while we actually read the phonetic version of it.
Yeah. And we'll just struggle on with our shakas. right, hang on a second. We've just had an update. Stand by. We've had an update from Sharon, who says that that her sister's in the car.
Oh, this is the one we did too early. So we were talking about her sister was arriving into Shannon. Is that right?
Yeah.
So for however amount of time.
Yeah.
And then she has to give us a shout out around 7 o'clock, she said. And we did it way too early. And we were saying, well, if anyone knows Sharon, tell her sister we said hello. But there you go. Now they're in the car.
Yeah.
They're all there.
Tanya thought that she was getting this massive state welcome home, but it was actually people getting ready to send Trump on his way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bit... It's a bit over the top. I mean, I come home every year.
Security's a bit heavy around here, isn't it?
Anyway, Tanya Quigley Boylan, to give her a full title.
Welcome to Ireland.
Welcome to Ireland. Blondie and Maria here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday. Happy Friday to you, 12 minutes past 7 o'clock. 087-188-0008 as always if you want to give us a shout. Lots of good stuff on the show today, I have to say, because particularly Aslan. After 8 o'clock this morning, the mighty Aslan will be in studio because they have a couple of gigs and things coming up. Anniversary tour and all that stuff.
I love meeting these lads.
It's great.
They're always great for
people already texting in about saying they're looking forward to it and all that sort of stuff. It's always great.
It's
fantastic.
Always great.
Bunch of lads there. Anyway, now, that's after 8 o'clock.
See what controversy Christie gets us into this time.
Ahead of that, of course.
Normally there's a public apology. You know the way. But we'll see what happens. I love Christy.
Ahead of that, of course, is the hit bit, and that's very cool today, because not only has PJ Gallagher given away even more of our personal money, because it should be 9.90, you
should
reckon.
Should be 9.90, but you know the way me and Jim, we're so flash.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're so flash. We're going to throw in a fiver each. Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
I know, yeah. I know you people at home are saying, don't be ridiculous, stop giving away your money.
Lads!
But look, don't worry about it. A fiver apiece for myself and PJ, so a grand.
And let that only be the tip of the iceberg, because today is the clue for the hit bit.
Din, din, din.
That's it. I mean, I could see Sniggledy Snake Mike putting his head down there as if he could try and get out of it.
Yeah.
20 to 8, we're going to give you the clue for the hit bit.
Excellent.
Is that right?
Yeah.
20 days,
sounds
so
like
there you
a
go.
Plan.
And before that, as if that wasn't good news enough, archaeology, interesting. Yeah, right, I hear you say. What it is.
Wait a second, I wouldn't have said that.
Yeah, you
would. Did you ever see those documentaries, those Jurassic Park documentaries?
Oh, they were very good, yeah.
They were very good.
They were very good. They were great documentaries altogether.
Oh, brilliant.
Brilliant stuff. I think anthropology is a different thing, but it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. So Ring Donuts, right, we love Ring Donuts. Yes, I know you didn't think that was going to be the next
wow,
2 hours.
I did not see it going there.
You want to see Jim's looking at me going, what's this idiot going to say next?
The thing I'm saying, he's forgotten what he said.
Well, we all love a donut, right?
Yeah.
And if you live in Dublin, you may see that Dublin has gone ridiculous with donut shops. In fact, if it's not a Paddy Power or a Spar, it's a donut shop, that's Dublin. Cork, on the other hand, has gone ridiculous with burger places. I don't know what it is about burgers in Cork. You can't turn any direction on any street without being facing a burger in Cork. You can't do it.
Yeah.
But in Dublin, it's been the donut for ages. And we always had this, story, let's be honest. None of us knew the story. But the story of the donut has always been an American guy. He claimed to invent the donut in 1847. Right?
Wow.
And that was the first donut. 1847, says you.
Now,
not
just as a matter of interest, do people differentiate between a ring donut and a donut?
They
donut.
Do. The ring donut
do
being the original definition.
That's what I would
style
have
of donut.
You see, that's what I think
that's
of
it.
When I think of a donut.
Same here. We're of the age. Pre-fancy nut.
Yeah.
You know,
when
yeah.
your only selection was jam. Or in fact, selection was, do you want one or don't you?
Don't, yeah. Remember, the only one was the Dinky Donut Shop on O'Connell Street, and you used to just get a bag of little mini donuts. And when the jam one came into the house, say if your dad brought back the jam one,
yeah.
you're like, jeez,
yeah,
that's magic. They managed to get jam inside the bread, and there's not even an opening.
Yeah,
jeez, like
spectacular.
That was, yeah, so it was long
what
before.
What sort of alchemy is this?
Alchemy wizard has managed to do this. So this is it. But it turns out now, archaeologist Andreas G. Heiss has told the scientific journal that prehistoric bakers produced donuts long before this American. He was saying three charred ring objects were found consisting of dough made with wheat, barley and fine flour. These are prehistoric donuts, Jim.
Wow.
Prehistoric donuts have been found in Austria. They're little more than an inch across. So they're very small. The Dinky Donuts, like the ones on O'Connell Street.
Right.
So we're talking the original stuff. But they are donuts and appear to have been allowed to dry, go hard, possibly for use in an unknown ritual. So not only were donuts eaten, they were sacred donuts.
Wow. They probably
sacred
were used
donuts.
In a very early game of ring toss as well.
With tiny that, little yeah. pegs if they're only an inch across.
So, you know, in case, if they went too hard, if you overbaked them, so you could always have a game of ring toss with them.
There you go. Well, you see, so who knew? Who knew how close to reality the Lord of the Rings was? And who knew what they were talking about was donuts?
Wow. That's what it was.
That's what it was. It was donuts.
My precious.
My precious, yeah.
It was all about a donut.
It was all about the donut.
Yes, man.
And let's be honest, we've all felt that way about a donut. Especially when someone brings them into work. You know the way we'd be here talking and someone goes, there's donuts outside.
Yeah.
Oh, deadly. And then you go, and like, Tara would have hoovered a big lump out of a couple of them. And you're like, yeah, I don't get, what's she doing? She cuts lumps off them. You know,
yeah.
she has a little bit of this one and a little bit of that
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
And you're like, I can't believe it. No whole donut.
Yeah.
You know, wait, so that's the golem. That's when we get the old golems. We're like, my precious, here we go, hold on. You're not losing their minds. So there you go, prehistoric donuts. Long before America. So if you're listening, Donald Trump, before you get in your plane and head back to stateside and, you know, or whatever. Oh, no, sure, he's doing the DJ stuff now, isn't he? If you happen to be having us on the app, you know what I mean, Donald Trump? Oh, no, he's leaving today. That is today, isn't it?
It is today. He's going home.
So if you're listening to Mr. Trump, you didn't even make donuts your country. I want you to take that back. I want you to take back that. What a, your son can't pull a pint. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. And I want you to take back the shame. That wasn't even an American thing.
Yeah.
The donut wasn't even American. It was us. It was us. Austrian. It's as Austrian as kangaroos.
Yeah, recent visitors to PJ's gaff. They were out hanging out with you out in Dunleary. Madness last Saturday.
Oh, what a gig it was. This is the highlight of the gig for me as well, this song. It was
that
amazing.
Song.
Yeah. But such I think that's their best song. It's amazing.
And all of the hits bashed out there.
All the hits bashed out and some new stuff, which of course I had no interest in.
Yeah. But nobody cared about.
Yeah, a few people did. There was one fella saying, this song is brilliant. It's about Brexit and Theresa May. I was like, don't care. Don't care. Play the hits.
7:21 now. Magic Mike has joined us because, as PJ mentioned earlier on, of course, before 8 o'clock, we are going to play the hit bit and we are going to play for a grand. Should be 9.90, but look it, money no object in here. So he literally decided to offer a fiver a piece to make it a grand. Nice round grand for a feel-good Friday.
Sure, what else could
so
you be at?
Magic Mike had promised that once we hit that magical number, there would be a clue.
Yes, and people have been screaming for a clue, going absolutely mad. So this morning is the morning, lads.
Right, so we are going to do 28, but the popular demand has been raging.
Yeah, because they want time to think about it, don't they?
Yeah, in fairness, they have a point.
Yeah.
We have listened. Never say this isn't a democracy.
Yeah.
Are you ready for your clue?
Yes.
Right, this is it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm gonna take down the music and everything here because this is important. This is important. Your clue for the hit bit is,
it might be. That's it. That's it. Isn't included.
It might be.
It might be.
Has to be said in that way. There's a clue in the.
That's the clue.
God. Wow, that's proper cryptic.
It might be.
Do we have to say it like staccato?
That's what I'm asking.
Or can you just say, it might be?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is it?
That is all I'm saying.
Well,
I'm saying
it.
Listen to me. It might be.
Yeah, so there is something to the staccato element of it,
isn't
there?
There must be something to it.
Might be.
Okay.
And not it might be. It might be.
Have you any ideas now, lads?
You've made it worse now. Clue.
Absolutely not.
Is it a good
idea.
Clue? Would you think it's a good clue yourself?
Yeah, I think it's a good clue, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Right. But then again, it might be.
Oh, God.
Right. So listen, classichits.ie, all the previous guesses are there, so you know what not to guess. That's a starting point. The actual little hit bit itself is there. A bit of a hit, but of what hit is it a bit? You can have a listen as many times as you like. And now we have,
it might be,
from Magical Mike as the clue to win a grand on the hit bit. In around about half an hour or so. So 087-188-0008 if you want to kind of register for your chance to play.
Yeah.
I'm
baffled now. I was going to say, normally when he gives a clue, there's some sort of element of me that goes, oh, this is maybe go, oh.
Right, well, if it's done more for you, 087-188-0008. Yeah, Thin Lizzy, Dancing in the Moonlight, some guaranteed Irish era classic hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Quick reminder, of course, hit bit on the way, a grand up for grabs. The clue, it might be. And, of course, you can check out all the previous guesses at classichits.ie and have a listen to the old hit bit itself. Now, I know that's not exactly...
I was just about to say.
But I could have... I was trying to find something else. And then the song ran out of me. So that'll have to do, right? It's a generic footballing team.
Definitely not along the team where we were going to go, though. Because, of course, look, it's not getting the attention it deserves. Let's face it. The sheen has been taken off the boys in green a little bit. It has, right? There was days, not so long ago, where we were celebrating so much about embarking to Denmark and maybe giving the Danes a stuffing.
Yeah.
Maybe qualifying for major tournaments. Look, we can't ignore it. We're doing it again. It seems like we have an annual pilgrimage at this stage over to Denmark.
It is a strange kind of relationship that we have with Denmark. It seems to be just it's like, you know, every time there's a draw, they seem to be, you know, the balls seem to be stuck together.
They do, don't they? It's always Denmark and Georgia. We just always draw them. But today, it's all about Denmark. The boys in green. Mick
and
McCarthy,
course,
they head to Copenhagen.
You know, this very show, PJ and Mike and myself, I mean, we did venture to Denmark ourselves. We went to Copenhagen ourselves and we went with such high spirits and such high hopes.
Almost the less said about that, the better.
That was a great trip.
It was.
That was a great trip.
I can't remember which way around the results, but wasn't it the away game we did all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, when we were there.
Yeah.
And then we came back and they went proper Viking on us, didn't they?
Yeah, exactly.
It was like, so, I remember screaming from the, they're already dead. They're already dead.
Yeah, but still, look, it's a, you know, it's a new campaign. It's a new we got Mick McCarthy. He's a great player.
Yeah.
I like him as a player.
Hopefully Delaney won't be hanging around.
Well, exactly. So it's, you know, potentially we're living in hope of a brave new world. But we decided that with Ireland taking on Denmark tonight, we would have a moment of nostalgia.
A moment of nostalgia.
To remember the kind of when there was optimism.
Yeah. Now, before you hear this, right, we're trying to get optimistic again. Yeah. And we realise we made this a little, it's a while ago.
Yeah, so it is a little out of date.
It's a little out of date. There's players, I'm not sure if there are some of them are even alive anymore. But there's players mentioned in this that maybe aren't around. But I tell you something,
yeah,
we're doing it again. We're
it's
putting our faith in you, lads.
It's the spirit of the thing.
It's the spirit of the thing. Come on, Ireland.
Hendrick now for Republic of Ireland. Arthur leaves it. McLean! James McLean!
Got James McLean.
We're gonna stop the Danes. We're gonna stop the Danes.
You may have horny hats, but we got paddy caps.
We're gonna stop the Danes. We're gonna stop the Danes.
You may have Carlsberg, we got points of stout.
And we just can't get enough of the boys in green.
You've got your little mermaid, we've got Molly Malone.
We're gonna stuff the Danes. We're gonna stuff the Danes.
You may make Lego, but we made Houlihan.
We're gonna stuff the Danes. We're gonna stuff the Danes.
You've got Danish pastries, we got sausage rolls,
and we just can't get enough of the boys in green.
£10 for a beer and it's only a fiver here.
We're gonna stuff the Danes. We're gonna stuff the Danes.
They say you're happy, but we're gonna make you sad.
We're gonna stuff the Danes. We're gonna stuff the Danes.
Hans Christian Andersen, we got Roddy Doyle,
and we just can't get enough of the boys in green.
Wait to grab some big Viking by the heart and slap.
Oh wow! To be fair, listening back, there's one or two ropey lyrics in
there. There's a couple of ropey lyrics in there, but I tell you, the sentiment was real.
The sentiment was real. I mean, obviously, okay, Wes is, you know, the reference to Wes.
I was going
to
say no longer with us.
Could we dub that? Could it become Hurahan instead of Houlihan?
Yeah, I'm sure it can.
Could we do that? We could do a dub, Mike.
Well, when's the last time Hurahan scored a goal?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
He scored a very significant goal.
Which one?
Very recently, didn't he? In the thing of it with the Georgian and all.
There you go. Now we see. Right, well, let's try and get Hurahan in instead of Houlihan.
We might have to shoehorn Hurahan in.
Or stick in something that doesn't make sense at all. Like, just sticking. You may have. We have Randolph. You know, like those old phone messages. Them ones, remember, you have reached the phone number of Jimmy Cape! You'd have to just squeeze it in. Yeah, so maybe something like that.
Exactly. You might have to do it. Okay, granted. It's not exactly put them under pressure. But you know what I mean? It was filled with optimism.
Jim, it was filled with optimism. The sentiment was real. Yeah. I'm feeling a bubble and bibble inside me now again. I'm getting
Excellent.
Ready for it. Yes, there's a snowball's chance in hell, right?
But we
may stuff the Danes tonight, and I'm definitely going to be sitting down on my backside watching it and cheering on the Irish boys. And this song, if this is what it takes to get some of us in the mood, I'm all behind it.
Excellent.
Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit! Happy Friday, everybody, and welcome to the Hit Bit. I like saying welcome to the Hit Bit.
Yeah, you've suddenly turned into a game show host.
I'm into it, yeah.
You're properly into it. We need to get you a game show.
Oh, I'd love a game show.
Friday evening, ladies and gentlemen, BJ Keller and the Hit Bit.
Welcome to the Hit Bit, everybody. Who we got playing today? Yeah.
It is a big day on the Hit Bit, to be fair.
It is a big day on the Hit Bit because we have a new clue. And the clue is, and it seems like it's supposed to be said in a certain way, which is, it might be. Not really sure what's going on there, but that's the new clue from Magic Mike. And of course, it's supposed to be €990. But old generous Jim and myself are throwing in an extra 5 recently. It's going to be a grand. €1,000. And it'll all be for you if you can, well, if you can recognise this. There you go. So let's do it. It's going to be Jonathan Power in Limerick Force. How are you, Jonathan?
Hi, BJ. How are you, Jim?
How's it going, JP? What's the story?
Not too bad.
What are you up to? How long have you got before you're off gallivanting for the summer?
3 weeks left. Off for 2 months.
3 weeks and to be off
for two months. Blimey.
I wish you could see PJ's face, JP. We got PJ talking to JP.
Yeah.
It's another double shaka moment.
Oh my God. See,
Take a picture.
Mike's beside himself.
He can't believe it. Mike loves these coincidental moments that he set up himself.
Right, so from PJ to JP.
So, JP, what do you think it is?
I think it might be We Got Together, John Travolta, and Olivia Newton-John from Grease. That popped into my head with the show.
Right, so, yeah, so We Go Together, right, that's the song name, yeah?
It might be.
Yeah. It right, might okay. be, right.
Okay, Michael.
What do you reckon, Mike?
No.
Oh,
No.
Oh, JP, listen, happy Friday to you anyway. Enjoy the rest of the day and the weekend and everything. Take care of yourself, man. Cheers, buddy.
Right, I'm going to presume I'm pronouncing this next name right, because if it is right, it's fantastic. Please, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and welcome to the hit bit, Hope Burns in Roscommon. Hiya, Hope.
Hey, how are you?
Hope Burns, what an amazing name.
Thank you.
And did he pronounce it right? Is that the name? Hope Burns.
Yeah, that's how you pronounce it. I've had Hope before.
Oh, right, okay.
I love
it's
that.
It's just a great state. Hope. You know what the thing about hope is? Hope burns.
Hope burns.
Yeah, right into your soul.
And I'm not sure if it's a positive message or a negative
one. Yeah, exactly. That could go either way.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's great. So let's see if hope is going to burn positively or negatively. What do you reckon, Hope? What do you think it is?
Earth, Wind & Fire, Boogie Wonderland.
Boogie Wonderland, Earth, Wind & Fire. What a tune that is. Actually, that's a real feel-good Friday tune.
It is, actually.
Yeah.
Lads, this is mad. I mean, how long is this going to go on for? Is it going to go on for July? Is it going to go into August? Is it going to go into September?
That was a struggle.
There was some stretch in there.
I was waiting to see which you know. Yeah. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, right. So it's not Earth, Wind and Fire, Boogie.
It's not.
Hope burns. I'm afraid that it didn't burn brightly today.
Yeah.
Still.
Sorry about that, Hope.
Yeah. Have a good day. Happy Friday to you. Cheers.
See you later. Bye bye.
Bye bye now. Right, so it's not that then. It's not Boogie Wonderland from Earth, Wind & Fire, and it's not...
I presume we can rule out any of the songs from Grease then, can we? Can we do that? What do you reckon? No, we won't do that either.
No, I won't rule out anything. No, never rule anything.
So we can only... You and I go to... I can't...
You and I might be hanging around in the...
In the daytime.
So you and me, we might get it together. It's not that one either.
From Greece.
So there you go.
That well-known classic.
Yeah, that well-known belter.
So this is worth... Well, I don't know whether Damo will throw in the tenner himself.
He won't do it at all. No. He'll be spending that in the spuddies on the way in. Let me see.
Anyway, you can play with 20 to 5. And remember, the clue is, it might be, if you fancy a bash of the hit bit, the mighty Aslan are raring to go after 8 o'clock.
The Aslan are in the building, so we're going to be chatting to them. Let's see if we can stay out of trouble with Christy and Billy and take it where it goes. So I love chatting to these lads.
On the way after 8, stick around. Yeah, what a tune for a fabulous Friday here at Classic Hits. The Pointer Sisters, I'm so excited. 8:28, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for hanging out with us, of course. And somebody who is very excited today, Tom from Galway, has been on to say, morning lads, I'm getting married today.
Yes.
Three in Galway. Wife-to-be is Mary Grealish.
Hey, congratulations.
So
he's
looking to get a tune on or get a shout-out and that sort of stuff. So, Tom from Galway and Mary Grealish have a fantastic day today and... Life together,
eh?
Yeah, I was going to ask PJ for some wise words as you embark on this journey of...
Imagine asking me. I don't think I'm the person to be asking.
Just great philosopher that you are. Also, by the way, we have to say happy birthday, 11th birthday to Alia. I think that's how you pronounce the name. Or Alia, maybe. Would it be Alia?
Well, you know, I'm pouring coffee here. I'm not really reading it now, if I'm honest with you. But
fair enough, right,
I thought I'd let you handle the reading there for a second. Hold on,
Aaliyah sounds right, doesn't it?
Let me click it back now. I'm all poured out. Where is it?
There.
Oh, God, that's a hard one. Aaliyah, I'd say, is it?
Right. Well, we're going with Aaliyah, aren't we?
We're going with Aaliyah.
Right, okay.
But there's two A's at the start. It's Aaliyah.
Aaliyah.
Alia.
Anyway, the reason...
You wouldn't say a llama is a la-ama. It's a llama.
I tell you.
You know.
If Alia or Alia is listening at the moment, she's going, I wish nobody had ever wished me a happy birthday, ever.
Well, she's saying, I wish that Ege just kept pouring coffee for himself rather than reading.
Anyway, happy birthday. Roy Orbison, You Got It, here are Classic Hits on a feel-good Friday. A fabulous Friday, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 23 minutes to 9 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. And some of you may know, in fact, some of you may have already heard this week's episode of what we call the After Show Show. If you're not familiar with it, we do it every week. It's a little extra kind of bit of PJ and Jim.
Yeah.
Where we do us strictly for podcast purposes. And on Facebook and stuff, and it's, I suppose you call it like exclusive content. It doesn't get broadcast normally.
If you haven't heard enough of this blithering nonsense through the week, you can always get an after show.
An extra bunch. And it, you know, because it's on the internet, sometimes it gets a bit bold.
Yeah,
you know the way, you know the way PJ can be bold?
I can't
sometimes.
Be
bold. Sometimes you just say bold words and all.
Only because I get provoked by Jim, though. That's all it is. He'd be nodding and winking behind you. Go on, say the thing.
Yeah.
If you're doing that,
you'll say the bold word.
You say
it. Well, you say it to them. You. Anyway, so it's always it kind of, you never know quite know where it's going to go. A lot of the times in the past, it's for some bizarre reason it's ended up focusing around bits of PJ's body, which is I don't know why that kept happening. But anyway,
it's not even 9 o'clock in the morning. Listen to you,
we put an end to that sort of carry on. But anyway, it's the After Show Show, so basically you can get it wherever you get your podcasts. If you normally listen to podcasts, wherever you get it, like
iTunes or Podbean or any of
any of that sort of stuff, you get it there, right? And we also put it up, we film it, and we put it up on Facebook. So you get it every week on Facebook, on the Classic Hits Facebook page, if you want to do it there. And this week, it ended up that we did it yesterday, we popped it up, and, well... We were talking a little bit about sort of DIY
and how we're our inability to be any good at DIY. We're talking about, you know, the way, well...
We're not great.
Not great. You wouldn't really trust us now to stick up a shelf or anything like that.
Yeah.
And in the middle of kind of discussing this and trying to demonstrate to... Well, trying to sort of verbally demonstrate how bad we were at DIY, we had a DIY disaster. I can't even say it.
He's still scarred. This happened.
I near killed myself, right? And this is my job at the time.
Yeah.
So my job, one of my first jobs was checking cables, right? F***ing hell, the whole thing is on top of the wall.
Oh my God. Literally, if you're watching...
I have to do with a podcast like this now.
Look at that.
We're just talking about DIY and how we're shit at it. And now the f***ing phone that we put in the wall is just after jumping off the wall.
I put that up to film this and it fell
and
down.
And it fell down.
So there you go.
Right, so there you go.
Almost by way of verification as to our inability to do anything right.
I'll tell you something.
Filming it, it fell off.
Can I just say it was Jim that put that up on the wall? I'd just like to say that. It's not often I get to wipe my hands.
What's he like? He was like that bloke in school. It wasn't me, sort of, it was him. He did it. A big boy did it and ran off.
It was the big fella that did it and he ran away. He left me holding. He did. He said, hold that, and he ran away.
Thankfully, we got nearly to the end.
Nearly.
We
got very close to the end. 2 minutes from the end, and then, of course, you know, what is it they say? Never let God see you smiling. Is that what they say? No, that's not it at all. Never tempt fate. Is that the one? No, that's a different saying as well. You can take a horse to water, but you can't make him think.
That's the one.
That must be the one.
And by the way, kids, stay in school, and don't be using bad language like PJ Gallagher.
Tables, right?
Hell, you see what I mean? He's always at it, and then he's like this.
The f***ing phone that we...
You know what I mean? It's disgraceful. Kids, just let that be a lesson to you. You don't need to be carrying on that. But do check out.
Also, try and get a job where you're not constantly judged by your peers. Where you can be yourself and be free. And now there's someone making fun of you all the time.
Do check out the After Show wherever you get your podcasts and also on the Classic Hits Facebook page.
You can go beep yourself after that.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be Julie's.ie.
Right, final day, final chance to win a two-night family stay at the newly refurbished four-star Shearwater Hotel and Spa in Ballinasloe in County Galway. A perfect family stay. Just a click away at shearwaterhotel.com. You get breakfast each morning, meal on an evening of your choice. You get a spa credit. You get the free kids club passes with the kids' dinner served at the club.
Good
in
Lord.
In other words, keeping them well out of the
keeping
way.
Keeping them out of harm's way.
Who
and
said
yours?
That? Come on. Yeah. And you'll also enjoy a family afternoon on arrival. As I say, perfect family stay. Just a click away at fourstarshearwaterhotel.com. It's a family-friendly hotel, obviously, kids club and 20-metre swimming pool and all that sort of stuff. And I'm just wondering whether anybody else has actually ever walked into the Shearwater Hotel and Spa and said, hi, I'd like to book a jacuzzi. You don't have to book the jacuzzi, you can go right. Yeah, but I'd like to book it with afternoon tea and a carvery in it, please.
It's going to happen.
You could have ended up setting a precedent.
Well, I think, yeah, well, maybe I have, but I still think it's weird that you think it's weird. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, the whole point of these things is to get as much out of your vacation or stay as you can.
Right.
I mean, when you've got some hotel that are literally prepared to bend over carvery ways to make things fit, then I think you'd be mad not to take advantage of it. Do you know?
It's just a vision of you sitting there in the jacuzzi as, I don't know, pieces of turkey and scone and stuff go floating by.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Imagine being able to sit there and go, is that actually, I think that's peas. I'm going to have some of them.
Anyway, whatever you end up
literally
doing.
Literally sitting in a bowl of your own Christmas soup. It's amazing. Anyway, 13 is the score you're going to need to get, because 12 the score to beat set by Paddy O'Brien, and Vincent Lacey in Dublin is going to have a go. So how are you, Vincent?
Very well, PJ. How are you?
Not too bad at all.
How's it going, Vincent?
Have you any weekend plans, Vincent?
Not a huge amount, just relax a bit, maybe catch up on the washing and chores that I skipped on last week.
Yeah, oh, right. I think I know that feeling myself now, to be honest with you, yeah. Well, wild weekend ahead for both of us, I think.
Absolutely
is right. Anyway, listen, it could be something to look forward to. If you can get that magical score of 13, you could be heading off for a great break to the Shearwater Hotel and Spa. So 60 seconds to do it, Vincent, if you're ready to go.
Yeah, ready.
Right, well, here we go.
What pea is an Italian cheese served grated on food?
Parmesan.
Complete the name of this pop band, Echo and the what?
Bunny Men.
In which US sport do teams compete for the Super Bowl?
American football.
Which actress starred as Jessica Fletcher in Murder, She Wrote?
The Pop.
Angela Lansbury, which pop band had a hit with Country House?
Blur.
Yeah, in which sport is Rory McIlroy a professional?
Golf.
Eric Cantona kung fu kicked a fan while playing for what club?
Manchester United.
The tendon that joins the heel and the calf is named after what Greek... Yeah, the US dollar is divided into 100 what?
Cents.
What profession is shared by Jamie Oliver and Gordon Ramsay?
Chef.
Who played Captain John H. Miller in Saving Private Ryan?
Tom Hanks.
In music, what does the instruction forte mean?
Stronger.
Yeah, I'll give you that. In which children's story does an unattractive bird become a swan?
The Ugly Duckling.
What M is the term for painting painted onto an entire wall?
Matt.
It's a mural. What kind of educational facility is situated at West Point?
It's an American academy. Military.
Yeah, military. In which German city was the composer Beethoven born?
Munich.
It was Bonn.
Oh, right,
that's
okay.
A gammy question to finish on now, I have to say. I feel
I
bad
wonder
for
will it be significant, though, because Vincent was absolutely flying.
He was flying.
Maybe he won't need it. This
and he got another day where it was like real wordy questions thrown at him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
it's great.
God.
It's great when people start answering before PJ has finished the question, because he gets all...
Yeah, I try not to flavour Flav. Yeah.
Right, let's see. Here we go. The count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13!
Hey! Good man, Vincent. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're after breaking Paddy O'Brien's heart. You snuck in and took it off him there.
Well, sorry, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
oh, that's
eight,
fantastic,
nine, 10,
11, Vincent.
Yeah, 13. Just double checking that's there to be safe.
Amazing scoring. Well done, Vincent. That's incredible.
Oh, thank you very much.
Good stuff. So you're looking forward to a... I have to ask, do you have a family?
Not yet.
Right, no. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm not sure how long this will be valid for, right? But when you do have a family, you can have a two-night family stay at the fabulous four-star Shearwater Hotel and Spa in Ballinasloe in County Galway.
Well, Vincent, as someone who also doesn't have a family, who also, doesn't have a lot going on this weekend, I'd like to, you can keep me in mind for the old Shearwater, carvery.
And I tell you, he's no trouble. Stick him in a jacuzzi, give him some afternoon tea and a carvery, and he's happy as Larry. You wouldn't hear a word out of him.
No problem, lads. I'll sit there for the breakfast and you can take the afternoon.
There you go.
Tell you something, yeah.
That sounds like a perfect arrangement.
We have a deal, Vincent. Sell man, yeah.
Vincent, happy Friday to you. Thanks and well
Thanks
done.
Thanks very much, lads.
Cheers.
Have a good one.
Bye. See you, boss. Have a good one.
There you go. Vincent Lacey stealing in at the end there with a score of 13 to scoop the prize.
Yeah.
It's good going. I tell you something, they were flying.
Absolutely flying, yeah. God, yeah. I hate them.
I thought I was going to have to give you oxygen towards the end there.
I know, yeah. I took one breath at the start and still waiting to breathe out, to be honest with you.
Anyway, right, another great prize on the Breakfast Table quiz. We'll kick off a brand new one next Monday, of course.